headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arian Bella with your 10 a.m. headlines.
In local news, students and staff members' personal information is reported to be vulnerable to hacking because of long-running failure to respond to cybersecurity threats towards Queensland universities and major state departments. A recent report released by Australian Audit Office examined high levels of risk to the Department of Trade, Employment and Training, the Education Department, public universities, TAFE Queensland and 8 Queensland grammar schools. Stronger internal controls over information are urged to be implemented to help protect sensitive data, support operational stability and preserve public trust.
Yesterday at the National Bush Summit, with One Nation's Pauline Hanson and Premier David Crisafulli in the audience, Gina Rinehart made some loud suggestions about sharing resources. Recognized as a mining magnate and one of the wealthiest women in the world, Gina Rinehart has suggested Queensland should offer some of its islands to trillionaire Elon Musk. During her speech at the event, the billionaire said North Queensland could become an economic powerhouse. Mrs. Rinehart told the audience that Mr. Musk needed land to expand because he's really got a massive program and needed an alternative weather place in an allied country. Over at the sparsely or non-populated islands on the screen, where there are high-end tourist facilities offered to Elon at no cost for his SpaceX satellite construction and launches, she said. After making a few more choice statements regarding Israel and their defensive efforts, she promptly wrapped up her address with having a large bulldozer toy brought onto the stage and presented to Sandra Hansen.
And in national news, once a favourite holiday destination, a tropical island resort off far north Queensland coast now has a new operator. Double Island was one of the jewels of Cairns' tourism industry, but over more than a decade, it has left to decay and fall into ruin. The island has been derelict for about a decade, and its infrastructure requires a major overhaul. The Queensland government has announced a deal to lease the island to Morris Group, owned by Melbourne billionaire founder of ASX-listed company Computershare, Chris Morris. Mr. Morris said the project was, quote, not a rebuild, but a clean-up of the island. By the second year, we hope to have a beach bar open and all that. Then we are giving ourselves a couple of years to get the resort open, he said.
Australia has emerged as a global hotspot for data center growth, driven by the surge in dependence on artificial intelligence. The country's strong appetite for AI, geographical position within the Asia-Pacific region, stable regulatory environment, ample land, and renewable energy potential are among the reasons investors are homing in. As data centers rapidly come online to meet demand, governments are being urged to ensure that development does not outpace adequate planning. State and federal energy ministers will meet next month to decide how they can ensure the federal government's data center expectations are complied with.
And in international news, Ukraine has launched one of the largest drone attacks on Russian capital Moscow since the war started more than 4 years ago. Black smoke poured from the burning oil refinery after a close to 200 drones fired towards the Russian capital that left black specks raining down on parts of Moscow. 17 people were wounded in the Moscow region, but no deaths have been immediately reported. The attack, which shut down 4 airports for several hours, was part of an escalating campaign to bring the war home for Russians that has left gas stations rationing in dozens of Russian regions after persistent drone attacks on oil refineries have posed a potential fuel shortage for Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the large-scale attack was an answer to Russia's strikes on Kyiv, which set ablaze a religious and historical landmark, the Pershek Lavra Monastery, last week.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.